Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 314 on March the 14th, 2024. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Bilibili Inc., the China Large Cap ETF, and the ProShares Trust Bitcoin Strategy ETF. And we discuss three new trades on Garon Corporation, AT&T, and Gap Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, today's show is being recorded using closing prices on Thursday, March 14th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 182 points, closing on Thursday at 38,905 points. The S&P 500 index has gained 26 points, ending on Thursday at 5,150 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week is holding on too long. Now, in the famous lyrics of the song, The Gambler, you've got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. It's true in poker, it's true in life, and it's definitely true in option trading. You can stay at a job too long, you can stay in a relationship too long, and you can hold on to a losing position or even a winning position too long. My remedy for this is to know how much money you're willing to risk on a trade, and if you reach that amount, walk away. Equally, know how much money you're trying to gain on a trade. Greed has cost me lots of money in the past. I reached some of my trading targets, then hoped the market would give me even more, giving me the trade of the week, the month, or even the year. All of a sudden, the market reverses and a profitable trade becomes less profitable or sometimes even a loss. Again, you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. As you grow more comfortable trading options and settle into a style of your own, you'll figure out your strengths and weaknesses so you can personally get the best results out of all of your trades. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the review of last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call on Bilibili Inc., symbol B as in Bravo, I as in India, L as in Lima, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $11.13 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the April 12 call at 68 cents, expecting a return of 13.93% in 6 weeks. Well, shares of Bilibili rose 53 cents, closing on Thursday at $11.66 per share. The out-of-the-money call option we sold gained 14 cents, leaving us with a net gain of 39 cents on the week. Now, this is a nice return for the week so far. However, if the stock ends up expiring above $12 per share in 5 weeks, we stand to collect just under 4 times that amount of profit. Needless to say, this trade is working out so far. It's definitely worth holding on to and allowing it to fully play out as planned, so no adjustments are needed. Next up, we have the credit spread on the iShares China Large Cap ETF. Symbol F as in Foxtrot, X as in X-Ray, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $23.46 per share. I looked at selling the April 23, 22 half put spread at 16 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, shares of FXI grew 69 cents, closing at $24.15 per share on Thursday. The out-of-the-money put spread that we sold is now even farther out of the money. And we're hoping stock will expire above $23 per share in 5 weeks, which will allow this spread to expire worthless and allow us to keep the full premium we collected for selling the spread. So far, so good. No adjustments are needed on this one either. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We had looked at the ProShares Trust Bitcoin Strategy ETF. Symbol B as in Bravo, I as in India, T as in Tango, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $31.86 per share. I looked at buying the April 30-31 call spread for 65 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 35 cents, or that would be a 53.85% return in 6 weeks. Well, shares of the Bitcoin Strategy ETF were 7 cents lower, closing on Thursday at $31.79 per share. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is still in the money, and the stock price is still $1.14 above our break-even point. That means this trade is working out as planned. There's still 5 weeks to go, so it's not done yet. I'll keep track of the stock price in case I need to make adjustments along the way, but right now, no adjustments are needed. This trade's working out too. It's been a while since I had 3 for 3, so feels kind of good. That's it for the trading review of last week's trades. Just so you know, Friday, March 15th is options expiration for all monthly options for the month of March. All new trades on today's show will use the April 19th expiration for monthly options in April. So let's go ahead and get into the new trades. We're going to start off with the cover call on Garon Corporation. Symbol G is in Golf, E is in Echo, R is in Romeo, N is in November. The stock closed on Thursday at $1.75 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the April 2 call at 50 cents, hoping for a return of 42.86% in 5 weeks. You enter this trade by buying stock for $1.75 per share and selling the April 2 call at 50 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $2 per share. The break-even price is $1.25. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $175, and you'll collect $50 for selling the option. Next up, I'm looking at a credit spread on AT&T Inc., symbol T as in Tango. The stock closed on Thursday at $17.02 per share. I'm looking at selling the April 17-16 put spread at 35 cents. That could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the April 17 put at 50 cents and concurrently buying the April 16 put for 15 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $17 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $16.65 per share, and in real terms, you'll receive $35 per spread that you sell and have $65 at risk. And finally, looking at the debit spread for the week, we're looking at Gap Inc., symbol G as in Golf, P as in Papa, S as in Sierra. The stock closed on Thursday at $23.01 per share. I'm looking at buying the April 22-23 call spread for 59 cents. That could give us a maximum gain of 41 cents, or that's a return of 69.49% in 5 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the April 22 call for $1.73 and concurrently selling the April 23 call at $1.14. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $23 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $22.59 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $59 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $41 per spread. So that's it. I wanted to knock this out for you guys, make a quick show before I leave for the weekend. It is spring break here in Texas, and I'm off to the mountains to get a little ski time in. It's one of the things that I enjoy doing during the winter. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend planned. Feel free to email me if you have any questions about the trades on today's show, or like I said, even about your own position. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.